Welcome to episode 6. I'm Oni.
I'm Putain.
I am Pikachu.
Today we would like to introduce something meatier. What we want to bring to the table is a game that both benefit your body and mind. And you can access all that just within your palms, as it is a mobile game. It is also based off of a series that most of you probably know and love. So buckle up and...
Hello listeners, I Pikachu will be your host today on episode 6, Catch Pokemon. As you might have remembered, we have previously done an episode on Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Now we would love to move forward and introduce you to our next recommended game. This mobile game is debuted by the same company, Nintendo. Now hopefully you already have the game in mind. It is by far the most popular game in the year of 2016, which is Pokemon Go. There are different people, news, and reports that cast different opinions toward the game. Through this episode, hopefully you will know how it was considered as one of the best. Hello everyone, Pikachu here. So in this episode, I'm gonna introduce you guys to a game Pokemon Go. So as this game is based on real life location, so I got a first question for you. How do you think this game can let you to know and learn about different places and in terms of the sense of direction? So for me, I would think that, you know, like when you explore different locations, you will have to use a map and or maybe a compass in your phone so that you will get to the place that you are aiming for to catch the Pokemon.
For me, I would say that the game is actually it can be a trigger to inspire players to actually step out of their home and explore our real world while engaging with the aspects from the game. So basically it mixed the reality and the virtual world, which I feel like this can be really awesome. You know, like the technology nowadays are just amazing, and so you got like this kind of gaming stuff, and still you can socially be interactive with other players while like stepping out of your doors and play the games and catch the Pokemons.
I feel like this game is a really good motivation for people to learn the directions and know how to read a map and a compass, right? Because nowadays not many people know how to do that, and they don't even own maps or compasses, right? So like, I feel like this game really incorporated the directional part very well.
And it also somehow led you to explore the location, how it looks. So for the next topic, during this pandemic, so Pokemon has reached to a remote. You can interact with friends or do raids remotely. So how do you think Pokemon this game promotes safety? As I said,
actually I feel like it doesn't, because even though there is this remote mode, right, there are still people who like are really into the idea of just going outside to catch Pokemon, because as its name suggests, Pokemon and Go, right? So like, this game actually somewhat promotes people going outside, and there are people just can't resist and just will ignore all safety precautions and go outside. So it's really dangerous in this pandemic period.
For me, I feel like this kind of like feature of like indoor Pokemon Go, I feel like, to be honest, I feel like this is a little bit weird, because you know, Pokemon Go, you need a Pokemon and Go, and on the Go actually. So I feel like it's a little bit weird to have a outdoor themed game to be like put indoors, but you know, like it's the pandemic and we have to do it. So I mean, like this kind of feature may sound a little bit weird, according to like the core feature of the game, but still, it do provide us to still have this experience of Pokemon Go during this turbulent period. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can actually walk inside your home to catch Pokemon too. Interesting. As it says, promotes safety. Like socializing. This is a socializing game. So it actually improves in psychological stress, depression, and social phobia. So this game actually encourages face-to-face interaction. So how do you think it encourages people to social with each other and have better social skills and collaboration skills?
I feel like because there are team battle and also trading system in this game, so I feel like you have to maybe have some friends together to do some battles, or maybe even you can get to the place of where the battle is and then maybe meet up with other players there and then talk to them about like strategies and how to beat the boss, and generally you just have a common topic so you can talk with each other, and I feel like that's just a really good way.
So I feel like for like socializing, you know, it's just like Animal Crossing. It basically gets you connected, you know, like because in the past it used to be like a more like socially interactive game, and a game that focused on like cooperation and competition between players. So I feel it definitely can be a bond between players and friendships during the pandemic.
Yeah, and people can do raids and possibly helping out people who has a lower level than yours, so that you may actually help them out to defeat the boss, so to defeat the higher level Pokemon to increase your level, which also kind of include in the you have to social with those people.
Definitely.
Yep. As you know, catching Pokemon requires you to kind of spin the ball, and you have to throw at that specific Pokemon. So how do you think this counts as further boost your hand and eye coordination skills in terms of catching Pokemon?
In a way it does, but I don't feel like that system was created for that purpose specifically. I feel like it's more like they're trying to recreate the, you know, in the shows and in the original Pokemon games of how the trainers actually throw the balls to catch Pokemon, right? It kind of just gives players like the feeling that they are the trainer, instead of rather aiming for training them for the hand-eye coordination.
I feel like the game does not focus on that kind of like points of like hand-eye coordination and things like that. I would say like games like CSGO, like those traditional FPS shooter games, would train you more on like the hand-eye coordination, because you need like reaction in the shootings. But for Pokemon, I feel like it's more of a general skill, a combination of general skills, and that's it. So I don't feel like it trains your hand-eye coordination specifically.
Yes, but what I thought is because you have a specific circle that surrounded the Pokemon itself, so I think when you throw the ball, you have to be the accuracy of throwing the ball is you have to observe how the movement of the Pokemon. So I think it's somehow
that can be a point. Yeah,
definitely. So out of 10, how would you rank this game?
I would say that I would rank it with say 6.5, because you know, like, it's socially interactive, and it was so popular when it first came out because of its unique and completely brand new style of gaming, because it's applied like the AR technology. So I would say that it was a really bold experiment on creating a game. So like, it's totally different than like the previous Pokemon games where you can only play them on consoles. But this time you can actually go out with your phone and collect Pokemon as you move. So I feel like it inspires players to explore more. So that's my reasons for giving it this rating.
Yeah. I feel like I would give it a 7 out of 10. The reason why it has doesn't have a higher score is because, well, at a time like this, I do not endorse people going out and catching Pokemon. So I feel like, yeah, otherwise, this is a wonderfully made game. It fulfills most people's childhood dream of, you know, really being able to become the trainer, collect Pokemons, and catch them yourself. It's just overall a great concept of a game.
Yeah, for this game, I would rate an 8 out of 10. The reason why, because it really promotes social skills and to social being more socialized. As technology and enhancement, more people use texting instead of face-to-face interaction or communication, which so I think it kind of also promotes communication. But something that I really don't think that it worth a full mark, because it somehow kind of engages people to walk, or some people may be driving while playing it if you are too obsessed in that game, which will cause accidents.
Let's hear how Pokemon Go is beneficial for the others and how does it affect them.
When Pokemon Go came out, it got many people benefited to a more positive lifestyle through more healthy ways. One good thing is that with how the game works, you'll need to get to more different areas to find different Pokemon or go to Pokestops to get more items. There are also eggs that can only be hatched through steps. With this, you can get exercise since you can walk or bike to certain areas. One other good thing is that with some of the features that Pokemon Go has, you can meet new people and make new friends in the process. When the pandemic came out, there were more limitations when it came to playing Pokemon Go. While not able to do as much, I could still interact with other players and could get some exercise still. For me, Pokemon Go benefited my life a least bit more positively.
Okay, so Pokemon Go made me new a lot of friends. To me, it was especially helpful when I moved to a new place for my studies. I knew a lot of awesome people by chatting with them during raids and chatting with them in Pokemon Go related Discord channels, for example. Pokemon Go made my social group more diverse as well. So in order to get those region-exclusive Pokemon, I reached out and traded with people living in different countries in order to collect my Pokedex. It also encouraged me to do more exercise by like running or like biking in order to like get enough starters to power up my Pokemon. Furthermore, since Pokemon are based on real notable places, I actually knew a lot more about my area by spending Pokemon at Pokestops. Moreover, the player versus player feature in Pokemon Go improved my strategic thinking. Through trial and error and constantly playtesting with my friends, I was able to achieve a high rank in recent seasons. During this pandemic, we cannot really have any in-person interactions with friends. However, Pokemon Go gave me an opportunity to stay connected with my friends through remote rate coordination or showing off the shiny Pokemon recently caught. So it really made me feel happy and sane during these tough times.
Although Pokemon Go possessed lots of positivity, like many things in life, it also has some negativities. Some reports pointed out some people who are obsessed with this game would play it while driving, biking, or walking. As it is a game where you will have to travel around to catch different Pokemon, as I mentioned earlier, which end up having serious injuries. A news that I've read reports that a person who plays Pokemon Go while waiting at SkyTrain station and fall in the track because he's too concentrated in the game that he didn't even notice himself walking towards the track. Like, he didn't even know where he's walking because he's too obsessed in the game and too concentrated on the screen. Also, I've heard some people hit the lamp post while catching Pokemon because, like I said, they are too concentrated in the game. They didn't even care about anywhere except catching Pokemon. Moreover, someone who had a car crash due to playing Pokemon Go, which is really true, because they wanna catch the Pokemon while driving, because when they're driving, they will pass by some locations which might possibly have some kind of rare or special Pokemon that they wanna catch, and they didn't wanna miss it, so they would just drive and play Pokemon Go like simultaneously, which is considered very, very dangerous, and which we didn't recommend doing this. And this is one of the huge downside of Pokemon Go. Also, this game, I would have to say, is very addictive. So some people will actually sacrifice their sleeping time to play greater amount of it, such as catching more Pokemons, or doing raid with friends, or even keep spending money on raid pass to do mega raids to get mega candies, or to do mega evolve Pokemon.
Thanks for tuning in for our episode on Pokemon Go. You can check us out on our website for more about this game on the blog page. You can follow us on social media and stay updated to the news. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next time, game on!